Welcome to episode 10 of the Boomback Brawl.
Welcome to episode 10 of the Boomack Brawl. Today we have a special theme.
No theme! Only Clav Kalash!
What do you have to drink?
Sprite or crab juice?
I'll take a crab juice.
Okay, moving on.
What the fuck?
You have to watch The Simpsons.
Yeah, you miss Born in a Hole.
You have to watch The Simpsons to get that joke.
Okay, but after this, let's watch South Park.
Yes.
Today's Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah, today is Tuesday.
Well, I don't have television.
You can always watch it on the internet.
Yeah, I could. I should do that.
Okay. First for anime, let's start with what we watched in club. Demon Bane.
Oh my god.
Dr. West.
Dr. West.
Yes.
You like Aquarian? Watch Demon Bane. You'll be very happy.
The action gets good later in the series.
Why is that hard to believe?
Yeah, that anime was horrible.
It was good.
It was entertaining. That's what it was.
It was entertaining.
I would never call it horrible. I've seen horrible.
Like what?
Master Keaton.
You haven't seen Master Keaton.
Yeah, but he has.
Has he?
Not yet.
Told you.
I've seen some of the stuff on The Elfin Lied wasn't too good. Those main characters were just so... cookie cut.
What's wrong with Elfin Lied?
Okay, the parts where she's Lucy and she's going crazy and cutting people up with her invisible hands, that part's cool.
Yeah.
And the action scenes are awesome.
Yeah.
But the parts where she's new and they try to, like, make it all, like, cutesy and stuff, they just don't know how to do it. They should have just stuck to what worked in that anime.
Yeah, but then she would have been cutting up the main characters.
She liked the main character. Lucy liked...
I know that, but she probably still would have cut him up. She's all emo and shit.
It wouldn't have been lethal.
Dogs. Little S&M.
We can always talk about the dog part.
She went crazy on those kids after what they did to that dog.
You know that's what they do in South Korea all the time. Dog meat industry.
Was that place in South Korea?
No, that was Japan. They don't really eat dogs in Japan. They eat them in South Korea and China. And Vietnam.
Yum. I like
Yeah, they do some pretty horrible shit to those dogs.
Moving on.
Don't buy dog meat.
Don't buy dog meat. Okay. And also on Monday we watched Read or Die. Always a classic.
Mm-hmm.
Had nothing to do with
the OVA.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry I couldn't watch it. I had to go study. I did well on the test, though.
I had to write a 5-page essay with my group, so I was late. But I don't care, because I'm probably one of those people voting against Read or Die, so...
I would have rather watched Howl's Moving Castle, but, you know, Read or Die is worth watching once in a while. You know, we haven't seen the television series, though, in a very long time.
Actually, I would have rather watched Outlaw Star, because we were right on the episodes with Thread Low. And the guy they got in the dub is phenomenal.
Well, they'll be back.
It'll be back.
We'll watch it. Again.
Maybe.
Oh, Gene. You could be in my bath? And he, like, blows in his ear. And Gene, like, points a gun at his head. Okay.
What?
Outlaw Star. Fred Lowe, the guy they buy all their weapons from, is gay.
I don't remember Outlaw Star.
She probably never saw it before.
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably never saw it before. But now I'm going to. Just for that
Frank.
Oh, now that as a gay person, you'll see it.
I probably would have watched it. If it had a good plot, you know, I would have watched it anyway.
You're sexist. That's what you are.
No, I like good hetero stuff. I just, you know, I've read a lot of romance novels, so I don't go out right and buy it, because I got sick of the whole, oh, I love you. I want a Do you?
Then don't watch romance. Watch, like, action or something cool like that.
Usually it's worse than action. Haven't you ever seen, like, The Matrix? All they do is screw in that movie.
Oh, I would
the
never...
second one.
No,
the second
Matrix.
One was the worst one.
Yeah.
First one was awesome. Third one, not as awesome as the first, but still pretty good.
Yeah. Like the armored suits.
Yeah, I don't know. Those were stupidly designed. I mean,
they were badly designed.
You're facing an enemy that can cut you with, like, tendrils, and yet the cockpit is an open cockpit.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid.
And their only weapons...
Not that would have really helped. Have you ever seen the Animatrix? The shield thing just doesn't help.
Oh, that was... Did you ever see the Animatrix?
You know what I would have liked if they had made a movie from those files in the Animatrix? That would have been awesome.
Yeah, the second Renaissance was really good. I like that guy. He started, like... He pumped that stimulant into him and just went crazy. Gonna kill them all!
Like the rings
Evernever
in StarCraft.
It might have been... It's probably something like that. But, basically, it was humans getting owned by the machine army.
Yeah.
We did do pretty well, though. At first. Until we, scorched the sky.
Yeah.
Because I read they were supposed to only scorch the area above 0-1, but it had the whole world getting covered by the black cloud, and then our weapons didn't work, also. So, that's why we got owned. Another thing. Listen, scientists, if you can hear this, stop working on AI. You've seen what it can do.
Mm.
That robot that can throw a ball, next time he'll be throwing grenades right at you. So listen.
That's true. Do a robot that can walk on ice.
And the zombie apocalypse, that's just propaganda spread by the AIs. There's not going to be a zombie apocalypse. There's going to be a robot apocalypse. So,
or both.
Down with the machines.
That is funny coming from you.
What?
Hey, we don't mind dumb machines. We just mind the machines that can think for themselves.
Computers are exceedingly stupid.
What if it's like one of those cool robots, like from, you know...
Like a sex robot?
Like those C-3PO? Real-life robots, you know?
Did you ever see the C-3PO trading card?
I might have. Is that the one?
Yes.
Oh.
And it's canon, too.
Oh.
Wait,
that's
what?
Funny. Moving on.
What?
No.
No, tell me.
We're still on anime news. We'll move it to Misk, okay?
No, you won't.
We're on a tangent right
It'll
now.
It'll take 10 seconds.
Max.
The C-3PO trading card came out as part of a special release from the Star Wars people. And, really, it's a lot more... It's a lot easier to explain this if you actually see a picture of the card. But, it features C-3PO being a very well-endowed robot. No one's really sure whether someone did that on purpose. The semi-official story from Star Wars is that a piece of his head fell off and it just happened to be in the right place for the picture to take.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll just never really know, I guess.
Okay, moving on. Anime News Network and IGN released the spring anime preview.
Ooh.
A lot of good shows are coming out. Vampire Knight.
Yes, it is awesome. Read the manga.
Okay. Blast Rita. That's really good. By Gonzo. It is a very pretty series.
Mm.
Some of the best use of CGI I've seen in anime.
Good.
And basically it's, a bunch of guys on motorcycles. Well, those two guys on motorcycles, they kill, like, zombie demons.
Ooh.
That can merge with machinery.
Cool.
You'll have to see it. I'll have to show you the first episode. It is high quality. Let's see, what else?
Yeah, I like a little bit
gamer?
Of romance.
Oh, Bus Gamer. I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard from a review, it's a bunch of badasses being badasses, and it's by the director of Sayuki. So, I downloaded the
Sounds
first
good.
Episode of that. Should be good. Okay. For those of you who listened on our last podcast, Bob's rant against anime on DVD, it seems to have worked. They were sold. Who bought anime on DVD? Even with an M. I forgot.
The people who did Project Echo on the VHS or something?
It's a Mania DVD.
Mania DVD.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it seems like Crunchyroll is still in existence, so, I mean...
Hey, after what we've just seen as a result of Bob's rant, maybe not for long.
Wait, are we saying that Bob has enough hate within him to change the world?
Could be.
Well, anime on DVD was sold. What more do you need?
What's next? Is Steve Jobs going to hang himself?
They kept most of their original staff, though.
Still.
It's the first step.
Yeah, but they still have the big-ass TV, so...
Yeah, they're going to be playing, like, Wii Sports or something, and that Wii remote's going to go right through that screen.
I'd laugh my ass off. Do you have to review anime on a crappy TV like Frank's here?
Yeah. Hey, whoa. My TV.
Wait. Hey, wait. Panasonic isn't crappy.
My TV has wood on it, so...
Are you the nice fake stuff?
Don't screw with that.
Okay, maybe 1980-something.
87. Yay. The Eureka 7 movie's been greenlighted.
Yay.
Ooh. What a piss-ass poor excuse of a series that was. I don't know why everyone rated it so high.
I did like the action in it.
It did have good action, but he was one of the most bitch-ass characters I've seen since Shinji Ikari. All he did was freaking cry and complain.
He really did.
And then after he started being all badass and fighting people, he realized he's been killing people, and then he becomes bitchy again.
The best character in that was Nemine and Dominic. They were the only two ones that I kept watching it for.
My favorite thing in there is Anemone's little pet. It's like a fat monkey thing.
I thought it was like a platypus fat.
It's like a platypus
I have no
monkey.
Idea what the hell that thing is.
I'm not a big fan of plushies.
It's like a retarded sheep.
I'm not a big fan of plushies, but I would buy a plushie of that.
Oh, I want me to tie a pretty ribbon on it.
No, that only goes with Edgeworth.
No ribbon.
Aw, not even if it's a pink one?
No. No ribbons on it. It's cute enough without the ribbons. Okay. I read part of the Batman manga in a Pick magazine, and it is really good. I approve.
That's nice for you.
It kind of has like a...
Viewers, don't trust Frank's assessment of anything.
You should trust my assessment of everything.
Okay, that's wrong, no, because you've asked Yaoi, and I'm sure a lot of people would disagree on that
point. A lot of people would agree with me.
And a lot of people would disagree also.
Same with anything.
But see, what you don't understand is there are a bunch of fangirls, and some can become slightly psychotic and come after you.
I don't think the fangirls necessarily download this podcast.
I don't think that's our target demographic.
We don't really have a target traffic.
Yes, but when I go to Otakon, I will spread the word.
Well, you know, that would be pretty cool. If we actually started doing more stuff directly related to Otakudom, we could actually advertise this at Otakon. Kind of like, you know, the Real Otaku Heroes.
Basically, we're kind of like Pick Magazine. Basically, any type of geek news is fair game for
this.
That's
true.
Even though we're based on anime, that's kind of our center.
Yeah.
We're going to branch out a bit.
We talk more about video games.
Well, it's a big industry. There's a lot of change going on with it.
A lot of news.
A lot of news. And a lot of controversy, a lot of stuff that I like. Moving on to video games.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun.
First of all, any more anime news? Anything?
There's still no Phoenix Wright anime.
Oh, another...
Mia Season 2, Episode 1 came out.
That was sweet.
That was epic. I love the ending.
I still kind of have to see more of the series. So, I'm not even there. I've watched the first 4 episodes, and that's it.
I'm not convinced. His little brother that mysteriously appeared out of nowhere is, 1, a plant from the government, 2, Nunnally geased into thinking she's a boy, or 3, it's Nunnally's twin brother who was hidden for some apparent reason. There's my theory.
Oh, is he that cute?
You never saw that kid, did you?
I think he's
hideously evil. I've seen some pictures of the internet with him just, like, slaughtering stuff with his bare hands.
Oh, he sounds adorable!
Oh, my God.
I'm still with Ryan on his original theory that it's just Nunnally. Just as a boy.
I don't know. I think I'm starting to think it might be a twin deal.
I think it could be a plant.
Or a clone.
It's a twin plant.
What if it's both? What if they, like, captured his twin brother and, like, brainwashed him?
Wouldn't you think that he would... Well, no, we should know by the second episode, because now that he has his memories back, he should know.
Maybe it's like a double plant, a double memory plant. Like, oh, I got rid of this memory plant. I'm not going to look for anymore.
She probably had twins, and that one was taken away when it was born.
That's another
good one. Father hid it, and I'm betting that's what it is. I bet it's a twin brother. He must really be the little brother, but only
could
he's
be.
Probably horribly evil.
Probably okay. Horribly.
Like the current Suzaku.
Suzaku. They had a good thread last night on the M part, where it has a picture of the Emperor of Britannia, and it says, Suzaku Zero has escaped. Get me, assemble a team of teenagers with attitudes.
That's great. You know what's evil? There are a million Death Note abridged out there. I tried to find a decent
and
one.
Only one
I
good
watched,
one.
I watched a random one. I don't know who, like, whose name I'm supposed to be looking under for YouTube to find, like...
Welcome to DeVry University.
The good one.
Welcome to DeVry University. Damn it, Watery. Celeste, I'm making you write one of my speeches, or my favorite part is, oh crap, they're asking me questions. I'm just going to stare into my coffee cup and ignore them. Where am I?
What's so funny, I found one, and the person did it so horribly bad. Like, there was, like, some talking, and then they'd space it out and suddenly cut to another scene, have some talking, just have a blank of silence, and it'd be so, it was so cut up and horribly done. It made me cry inside.
Is that guy staring at me? Is that guy staring at me? He must be totally gay.
No, I like
See,
the part.
I'm trying to find that one.
I like my other phone. Hey, you with the diabetes. Shut the hell up.
Hey, you
like,
with the diabetes.
No, I like, don't tell me how to live my life. I have scoliosis.
Oh, did you guys see, like, what, two episodes ago? L ate bananas.
Yeah, yeah. No, he did.
That sent me into shock. No.
Fruit has sugar in it.
Yes, but usually he
did
just
Did you ever
puts...
see him in the manga eating the watermelon?
No, I don't remember him eating
Only
watermelon.
He wraps the watermelon with ham.
What?
I don't remember that.
Well, you know, one bite, you get satiated, you get, you know, your thirst is quenched, and you fill up with ham in one bite.
Okay.
Okay, video games. Square friggin' Enix.
Bastards.
Okay, Final Fantasy, it started with Final Fantasy X-2. Of course, it was an alright game, but I know why you made it. You made it so that girls would cosplay as them. You know, a bunch of pretty girls walking around.
He's right.
I have no problem with that.
Wait, are they now, like, half naked?
Yeah.
And then the whole thing is the power grid of address spheres. Where they have different cosplay outfits to give different power up.
That's
See, I always
oh roll
with the
God.
Black Knight and the Alchemist combo because you would be undefeatable with that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
My God.
That didn't really live up to the Final Fantasy name.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
But it was enjoyable. But I had no problems with it.
You
really
scored an ether.
But Final Fantasy XI, a friggin' MMO.
Not just an MMO, but a crappy one at that.
I understand if you release a separate MMO, like Final Fantasy World or something like that, but do not include it with the franchise known for its epic storylines.
Right. And especially when the gameplay is crap.
I wanted to smack you then. Then Final Fantasy XII...
Wait, what if there's more
than one
person?
Oh, don't even get me started on Final Fantasy XII. That
Wait.
Is the most abysmal Final Fantasy game I've ever played
Wait,
in my life.
Which number?
12.
I thought the battle system was good.
I hated it. Absolutely
yeah.
hated it.
And that, like, square system didn't make any sense. Oh, I'm good with the staff. Now I'm good with the sword.
Well, wait, so are you telling me you're going to go to the creators, no matter how many people that may be, and you're going to slap every single one?
No, actually the creators of Final Fantasy are not with Square Enix anymore, which explains a goddamn lot.
That's true.
I just meant the creators.
You mean Lost Odyssey.
I just meant the person who
you mean Lost Odyssey.
Game.
It's kind of like Westwood and Generals.
Okay.
So wait,
Square.
They
let's continue
game.
With the Square
oh
hate.
My God.
And the story in 12
was crap.
Was crap.
Predictable.
It was, okay, which Final Fantasy was the one with the Dark Knight Cecil? Was that 3 or 4?
I don't remember which one.
I believe that was 3.
It was 3, but without any of the interesting stuff. It was your basic, oh, we have to get the heir to the throne, back to reclaim his rightful place. And the only redeeming quality of that game was a Jack Sparrow ripoff.
They didn't even use... That was Sid, right?
Balthier.
Oh, Balthier. He was my favorite character.
Yeah, and it was ripped off.
He was the only good character in there that was decent.
And the battle system, it's not Final Fantasy.
They had Sephiroth ripoff villain.
Yeah, what was funny is when you
I will admit, it wasn't Final Fantasy. I mildly enjoyed the battle system.
Now, if they made it like a separate franchise, like I loved Final Fantasy Tactics.
Me too.
And the ones for the Game Boy Advance, they were really good. And that battle system would be interesting, but it's not what we're expecting from a Final Fantasy.
You know what else? That's true. Punishing that they didn't have enough save spots in the dungeons. So I get my ass handed to me repeatedly over and over again, and I have to travel for 10 minutes through a highly overpowered enemy field to save. Yeah.
That's not as bad as Breath of Fire Dragon Quarter.
And no, the worst part is the one save part, and they have four bosses in a row and you can't save.
Ugh, I hate when they do that.
That was the worst in that game. It was one boss fight after one boss fight after one boss fight. You can't heal you can't heal yourself quick enough. Because it's in real time and you have to run away from it. I can't pull a menu up to do it.
Well, at least the combo system you can really get powerful.
Oh yeah, I killed the one judge with a massive chain stuck together.
Fred,
what?
I just found it funny how you and JD got in such an argument over whether it was good or not. Oh
what?
My god,
12.
They got in, in this mini squall over whether it was good or not.
When was this?
It was in the car.
In the car.
Was he arguing that it was good?
Yes, he was arguing that it was good.
I should have been there. I did not finish the game out of disgust.
I mean, I
threw it away and I watched the ending on YouTube because I couldn't take it anymore.
But it wasn't that he said it was good. He said, I think he thought it was one of the best.
No, it wasn't.
He said it was one of... I can understand saying, oh, it's good. It's an alright game
to
play.
A good one, you play Final Fantasy X, or 7, or 8.
Or 9.
9's the best.
I don't know. I don't know about 9.
I liked 9.
I never played 9. 9 kind of scared me away.
What's the pretext behind
9 had a pretty funny storyline.
Play 9. It's different. They really tried to go in a different direction, and it worked.
Is that PS1?
Yeah, PS1.
I'll never find that. Well, I could get it on eBay.
I would definitely suggest it.
It has a funny storyline.
Is 9 the one with the chibi characters?
They're not exactly chibi.
Well,
they're more
cuter.
Yeah, it's kind of like Crystal Chronicles, but not as cute.
I see.
What? Which one?
9.
Because I would say 9 was cute. 9 just was it had a comedy element to it.
Kuja, the bad guy from 9, he's pretty much tied with Sephiroth for badass. The only reason he doesn't outright beat Sephiroth is he's a little bit dressed like a slut. Like a man slut.
Oh my god.
Like Duke Devlin.
My only problem. But he was downright batshit crazy.
Wait, now, when you said... So he looked like a man whore?
I don't know, I kind of liked Seymour from Final Fantasy X, who had the Winnie the Pooh voice.
That freaked me out.
Wait, what?
Wait. Seymour was one of the bad guys from Final Fantasy X, and he had a Winnie the Pooh voice. It was this really kind of creepy gayish.
Let me try it. Now, this will be either epic fail or epic win.
Mistress Yuna.
No, it's not it.
You have to play you a clip on YouTube for later. It's
God.
Hysterical.
I must find my song.
You know who Seymour reminds me of? Is it Herbert from Family Guy?
Yeah, he does remind me of Herbert from Family Guy.
Hey, how you doing? I got some popsicles in my basement.
Okay. Back on why I'm... Okay, the magic systems in these new RPGs. I'm looking at Lost Odyssey, too. In Final Fantasy IX, the magic is absolutely, world-ending. Huge explosions and stuff. It was an absolute feast for the eyes. But in, even in Lost Odyssey, in, new Final Fantasies, it's just, a little, sparkler going off. A little, nothing.
I mean, in 12, the combo system did have some nice... pretty shiny effects, but...
Talking magic.
But yeah, but that's not magic.
Okay, and after 12, you know, I thought things couldn't get any worse. Then, Square Enix moved on to the Wii and decided to crap that up.
Well, I wouldn't say crap it up, just...
I'd say crap it up by not releasing any of their games on Virtual Console.
Okay, that's my first problem.
There hasn't been any Chrono Trigger. This is a goddamn crime. No Chrono Trigger, no Super Mario RPG. I have both of those downloaded as ROMs. I would pay for those on the Wii.
Me too.
Right away.
Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger is the arguably. Now I see how people could argue this, but overall, it is the one of the best RPGs of all time.
What's it about?
The story is really complicated. It starts off with just time travel, but it gets more complicated than that.
How the hell do you get involved in time travel?
Chrono Trigger. Chronosphere? Anyone? Hello?
Basically, you travel through time to try to stop this interdimensional, like, parasite. It's almost kind of like a Lovecraftian deal called Lavos.
Mm.
And you have to sort of travel around time to try to see, Lavos emerges the year 1999 AD, and you have to try to stop him either, and there's like a whole bunch of different endings, there's like 12 different endings.
That's nice.
And it was the first RPG to have a combination attack system. Basically, if two guys have a certain magic attack, it could combine to form like an Uber attack.
Well, actually, there is no RPGs on a Virtual Console. There's like one or two.
Which is criminal.
Yes, I know. I've been looking to download some, and there's nothing.
Speaking of the Virtual Console, let's bring Nintendo in on this. They have been goddamn slacking on their releases. I've not seen anything that I'd be excited about in months.
Well, here's another thing. I bought this one game on the Virtual Console. It's called Doremi Fantasy or whatever. It's a Japanese game. I paid extra 100 points for it. It's in freaking Japanese. The whole game's in goddamn Japanese.
They should at least translate some of the text.
No subs. It's in goddamn Japanese, the whole game. I mean, it's a fantastic game, but it's in Japanese.
It's like trying to play Akira for the Famicom.
Wait, how are you playing it if it's in Japanese?
It's basically a platformer, like Super Mario World, so it's easy to play. It's just that there are some parts where there's text and that stuff, where you want to read it, you can't.
Okay.
And yes, there has been no good releases.
And Square, again, with WiiWare,
ooh,
your pricing for the... even having downloadable content in the first place.
Okay. So you're buying this Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles game. It's $15 to start. Then they have $13 of downloadable content. 900 points of it.
That is straight up bullshit.
It's races that are in... the GameCube game.
Races that were in Crystal Chronicles for the start, you have to pay goddamn extra for.
Yeah, what the... And you don't... when you buy it, you don't even start with it.
You know
what?
You
have to unlock it.
Okay, I urge all of our listeners, do not download the Crystal Chronicles for WiiWare. Okay?
No matter how good it is.
No, it's not going to be good knowing Square.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's probably going
to
suck.
It used to be a time where if I see that Square logo on a game... I thought, oh, that's a quality game.
Square, yeah, if I saw Square Enix, I'm like, I'm buying it.
Not anymore. Okay, we're done that.
I think that's good for now.
Okay. Downloadable content for the NES.
Yeah, basically, some companies releasing new cartridges for the NES, which has games on it, and you can put content on it. Like, you can go to their website and, for free, download stuff to it and play it on your NES.
I am going to go and buy that. I am probably the only person on this campus who actively plays his NES.
We should get a Commodore 64 and...
play Guitar Hero.
The Guitar Hero attachment.
Yes!
I would love to invite someone over to play Guitar Hero and just have a Commodore 64 sitting there.
Hey, you want
to
play some Guitar Hero?
Why is the Guitar Hero controller hooked up to a keyboard? That's no keyboard, my friend.
That is a Commodore 64.
That's a Commodore 64.
Goddamn Commodore 64. You get it right.
64.
It's an early gaming PC.
All right. Basically,
and it still exists?
It does.
People are making Commodore 64 still.
It's basically kind of like the Atari. But
it's a step above the Atari.
But it's a computer.
And in fact, It was one of the factors that caused the great video game crash in 1983.
I wouldn't say that.
It was one of the factors, the PC market.
I don't even want anything
to do with it. Okay, yeah, the PC market, you're right.
Not so much in the United States, but definitely in Europe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because in Europe, they had this whole ad campaign, why buy your kid a video game system when you could buy him a computer that will help him, like, go to college?
Yep.
And that was an immensely effective ad campaign that really just put another nail in the coffin of the video game
then,
industry.
Well, back then, like, what, $1,500 for, like, what, 64 kilobytes of memory or something? So, I can see the point.
Okay. New Red Faction.
Yeah, if you've never played Red Faction, the first game is cool because you can blow through walls and that stuff. And they said the new game's going to be more open-ended, and they're going to have destructible environments.
Nice. I love destructible environments. Like in Crysis, shooting trees down.
Yeah, the first Red Faction was really good because you can just, like, create a wall through a wall. The second game sucked because you can do that. You can just blow apart a little bit, bits and pieces of the walls, but it looks promising from what I saw from it, if they pull it off.
Okay. For anyone who has imported or is planning to import Mario Kart for the Wii, don't.
Freeloaders don't
work
anymore.
Ooh, it's not good.
I mean, I don't know if they work for Smash, but they don't work for Mario Kart, it's been confirmed, so.
Well, maybe they'll make a new one.
They could, but I mean, would you really buy it if it's just going to be destroyed again?
I don't like this whole region. I never liked this whole region system for video games. It's just putting a chokehold on everything.
I mean, there's already a problem with having regions for any other media, but video games is an entirely different story. There shouldn't be a problem with
video games being
made on a set
standard. Why is there a region problem at all?
Because everyone wants to make their own televisions. And Europe is a bunch of faggots.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck them.
Yeah, I
understand. Fuck Europe! Fuck you guys!
Okay.
Okay,
Europe,
yeah, no.
Europe, none of us, we like, in fact, I love Europe. Max has a problem with it.
I lived in Europe. I know the PAL system. And the CCAL. Yeah, CCAL. Who the fuck came up with that?
CCAL.
But Europe has
CCAL is one of those other formats, like PAL, and we have NTSC.
But Europe has,
of course, America picks up NTSC, and no one else wants NTSC. No, they want their own shit.
Japan's NTSC.
It's probably because
Japan? Since when?
Really?
All their stuff's NTSC. All their games have NTSCJ on it.
Really? I figured nobody wanted it because, you know, America
and
had
any Japan game, I'm pretty sure, has NTSC.
I thought they were still regionalized on their own.
They might be, but when I look at their stuff, it's NTSCJ.
I believe releasing region locking on video games would actually be better for the industry, because then more people would be able to import games from Japan. And even in, like, Australia, they have to wait such a long time to get games that there's no language barrier. They're already in English.
Yeah.
Why should they wait so long to play games?
Well, also,
you're not in Australia, or you'd be dead right now.
I
want to
play the
Megama
fighting game.
Actually,
it's a Megama fighting game, and I want to play it, but you can't get it anywhere here.
Actually,
when
I think about it, it might be a pricing thing, because in Australia, their prices are severely higher for video games.
They charge for condiments. Of course their prices are higher.
So, I mean, you got to figure, if they can get cheaper for importing, why wouldn't you?
Oh, I just thought, did you end up buying that game?
No, they didn't have
that.
It comes out probably tomorrow.
No, I mean that really expensive
yes,
one.
Yes, I did.
I hear, how much did you buy?
Nocturne.
$93.
Ooh.
Oh my god, that
it's worth it.
The most awesome game in the world.
It's worth it.
Oh, so
$93 for Nocturne?
Speaking of awesome games, I spent $4.
Woo!
On. Well, I didn't buy it today, I bought it a while ago, like 2 weeks. On Galarian's Ash for the PS2.
When you, on the back of the box, say you have a lock-on system, ugh.
Now, the story's good. The story's not good. It's robots taking over. But the tone of it, the style.
Yeah.
It's a good style. I like it. And Rion is kind of a good character. You play.
Right.
It's one of the only games I know where you play as a drug addict.
That's cool.
You ever see him? He's all like, he's like, his skin is like a leaf from the drugs.
Arguably, if you play any of the Grand Theft Auto things, you're a drug user.
not like a really strung out drug user.
Oh, like a crack addict.
This kid's strung out. Have you ever seen like a picture of Rion? Yeah, you saw the Galarians.
Oh, you're right, I did.
He's all strung out and stuff. Which is interesting.
I think it would be fun if they came out with a game where you played a drug addict and your entire objective was to try to keep yourself alive while pumping up new cool drugs. It would be like Cranked. You take speed and run away from the cops.
Whoa. A Crank game.
Yes. That's exactly what it would be. It's a Cranked game.
You have like a meter, like an adrenaline meter, and you have to keep it up while you're like doing stuff. That would be a good idea.
No, Jack Thompson was to us because we would definitely have to put sex into that game.
If they made like Max Payne, kind of like it, it'd be a good game.
It could be like the from Grand Theft Auto, you know, just don't show it overtly, or just
have a hot coffee patch,
or just like they did on, I think they did it on Freakazoid, where they had like a violent scene and they just went to like
like
a meadow and stuff.
And soothing music.
That's awesome.
That would actually be funny.
So I got a used game too, but it was Tales of Symphonia, so it was awesome.
Yeah, it's a good game. If you can find your way, Miss Sense of Direction.
You can't follow an arrow.
I followed the arrow. The arrow led me in the wrong place.
No, it doesn't.
It probably
just
ran you into a wall and you were too stupid to go around it.
I went around the wall. I had to go back.
I was right!
No, it's just there's this cliff there. And so, like, if you go, like, you have to, like, turn and there's, like, this little beach thing that you have to go around. But it's not there. The arrow never tells you.
Jump off the goddamn cliff.
The arrow never tells you that you actually went too far, like, in the direction that you're going to.
Usually
you actually have to go back.
A spin is a good indication you've gone too far.
I don't remember ever having this problem.
I don't either.
They didn't do that for me. Oh, yeah, they have another Tales of Symphonia for the GameCube, GameStop.
Another one?
Another one.
Yeah. They're the first one that he wanted to.
Oh, no, I got Nocturne now. I'll have Supreme Vertical Action on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm going to work on tracking down that witch groping thing.
And then I'll have Persona 3 FES at the end of the month.
Yeah, if you import it, there's no reason to lock it on.
You better watch Daughter's Final coming up.
I have to import this now, just so we can review
it on
the podcast.
I'm already screwed for what's it called, stats, so it doesn't really matter. Although, if I get a high mark on this next quiz, all I have to do is get score a 6 on my final, and I get a D, so that's fine with me.
We saw your stats, Professor, on the way down to GameStop.
Yeah, I know we did.
He looks kind of scary.
He's a mathematical
terrorist.
No,
he's not scary.
He's a numbers terrorist.
Was he the one who called you an infidel?
No, that was my history teacher.
Oh.
Because I was sleeping in his class.
What? Why were you called an infidel?
Why was I called? I was asleep. I don't know. I was used for an example. I don't remember exactly what, because I sleep during that class.
Oh, great. That is awesome.
I stopped taking notes in that class a long time ago because it's on PowerPoint, and I just stare into oblivion.
Okay, for all of you Rockman players in Europe, you better have a lot of money. 381... the equivalent of $381 US.
Ow.
Plus
Ow.
Tax.
Fuck Europe.
No, the people there are, like, being oppressed by these prices.
It's their own fault for not applying themselves to the American dollar. Yeah, screw your euros.
Yeah,
screw them.
I don't like the euro either. I think anything like that, just that's subsidizing money, like a whole bunch of countries coming together, that can't be good.
Wait, what is subsidizing?
Just making all currency the same.
I miss lira. I still have some lira from Italy. And some marks. The marks were, like, the best currency ever.
I like pounds.
I hated going to England. They don't like to carry bills. They give you change. I had to walk around with, like, a pocket full of change. And I don't like using coins for, like, money things because the dollars look like quarters to me. And
now,
it confuses me.
Now, does every British person know about, like, ancient artifacts and stuff?
I don't think so. Although I did enjoy my tour guide, who was in a leather pink outfit with a pink umbrella cat, and says, okay, children, whenever you get lost, remember to follow the bouncing pink pussy.
No, wait, was this a girl?
Oh, wow.
Wait, was this a girl or a guy?
This is a girl.
Oh, shit.
And you know, there's this crusty old, like, British middle-aged
hackney
lady taking us on a tour of, like, the St. Paul Basilica or whatever it was in downtown London and Trafalgar Square. And I had to take a double take. She did not just say what I did, that, like, no, she did. And then we had our other tour guide was another group. He was great limey. He was my friend did a great impersonation of him. He had to go away for a second, and then no one was paying attention because they were tired. He got up. All right, guys, come on, let's follow me. Got quick. And then we all got up to follow him, and it wasn't there. He was just my friend. It was hysterical.
Oh my gosh, that's great. Why?
Although I was kind of disturbed when I went to in Rome because there is these like really like I don't know what they were. They were these like Italian guys that were like buff and muscular, and they had like tinfoil like Roman gladiator swords and really crappy armor on, taking pictures with the tourists. And
were they the kind of guys you could envision on those really tall bicycles?
You know what else was funny? I went to Luigi's Pizza Shop. And it was this fat guy with a red apron and a mustache, And one of my friends went over there, and he couldn't resist. He's like, "Where's Mario?" I was lucky that guy had a good sense of humor.
Oh, my God, that is funny.
"Where's Mario? It's Luigi."
What if that guy was, like, part of the mob and shot him?
This was from the same friend who was trying to get directions from a monk who took a vow of silence. I was following him around actually wondering why he won't talk to him. Until someone else said he took a vow of silence.
Oh, wow.
We should institute mandatory vows of silence.
Really funny.
In
like,
club.
What the hell is with this guy? He's like a prick. Hey, talk to me. He starts like talking to an Italian because he had the Italian book there. He's like,
dude, this guy's a prick.
Oh my god. Oh, did you go on the trains?
Yeah, I did.
Did you almost get mugged?
No. You gotta watch out for the gypsies.
The gypsies?
No, seriously, if you're in France, you gotta watch the gypsies. Because they'll come on the train. A group of them got on, and they had, like, fiddles and stuff, and they were playing in the car, and I had my hand on my wallet the entire time.
Oh, you know what's funny is my sister actually, because she's right now in Spain, and she went on, like, the train where it basically goes, you know, whatever, to all the countries and everything. A bunch of these guys said, "Oh, you know, we can hold your bag for you." As, like, her friend's with her. As they're doing this, they, like, took her friend's bag already, and they were searching through it, taking stuff right in front of them. They managed to escape, but, like, they're going around just mugging all the trains. The train person sits there and tells my sister, you know, "You better not have your backpack on your back. You put it in the front of you. Otherwise, you know, by the time you get off the train, everything will be gone."
You know, my grandfather didn't teach me how to pick locks at a very young age.
Until you had rent pickpocketing from foreign countries?
I have good European stories. I went to a Tower of Pisa, and there's these, like, rare, like, birds all around. They're, like, this big, these little finches. And my friend was taking pictures, and he's like, because he likes birds or some stupid shit. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, this cat comes down and grabs the stupid thing, and you see it, like, twitching its legs in its mouth, and he's like... I was laughing my ass off because it was the funniest thing in the entire world.
My dog is a thief.
What the hell?
My uncle, he like put his car keys like down, and my dog just takes the car keys, doesn't even make a sound with them, no jingling at all, and just sneaks off.
My dog picks people's pockets if he smells money, because my sister used to play the dollar game with him.
The dollar game?
When she lets him smell the money, because he likes the smell of money, he takes it.
Oh,
and he also likes the smell of leather, so if your wallet's out and he can get to it, he'll try and stick his nose in your pocket and take it from you. No, he will, too.
Oh, my God, that is because
he likes the smell of money. He's training to be a thief.
Fred, you got some competition.
He hasn't done it in a long time, though.
Yeah, yeah. For those of you excited for Star Wars The Force Unleashed... First level, it's on Kashyyyk. You play as Darth Vader.
Ooh.
You force choke Wookiees.
Yes! My god, it's awesome.
Fun. So, I don't know whether they get Force Unleashed for PS3 or 360.
Probably PS3 would be the best bet.
Yeah.
Assuming you have enough money to get a PS3.
Oh, I'm still gonna buy one. I'm going to be in debt by the end of the summer because I have to pay for Otakon and this PS3, but I'm going to do it.
I'm doing Otakon, and then if I have money, PS2.
I have to limit myself.
I'm doing Otakon, and then I'm buying a real computer.
I have to limit myself in the dealer's room just to try and buy Code Geass merchandise.
Look,
I want the Lelouch action figure that they're going to release.
I don't know. I can't guarantee my safety, my financial well-being in that dealer's room.
Oh, if they have books on sale,
let's hope it doesn't
DVDs
suck like last year.
I have.
I swear that was the suckiest dealer's room I had ever been in.
I had a good deal on my horror key thing. I only paid
that's true.
Like $29 for it, and I got a free pack of cards and a bunch of promotional material.
You see, I have an iron will, but if something's strong enough to break that will, like
you're
probably
gone.
Something at the dealer's room at Otakon, it's gonna be tough for me to come back.
Did you see the picture of how big the fucking Otakon is? Like,
yeah.
Oh my god. That was heavy.
Okay.
You'll love the Yowie table.
Bad news.
Yes, I will.
Bad news for those of you excited for a current-gen Carmageddon.
Mm.
It's been canceled.
No.
When are you going to ask what Carmageddon is?
What's Carmageddon?
Carmageddon was one of the first controversial video games. Basically, you play as a car, and you get points for running over pedestrians.
I remember that game. I had fun with that game.
Wait, why is that bad? Why is that? How is that controversy?
Because you're killing people?
Because
for money?
You're getting points for killing people.
So the game's about fucking assassins.
You're not an assassin. No, an assassin is doing it for a reason. Either for money or like an assassin's
Well, they
creed,
did have that game they were talking about making a couple years back about you could play in the assassin of JFK.
They already made that.
They did?
It's not.
Yeah, my roommate was playing the demo of it.
I need
to
play that.
For 2 hours, killing Kennedy in, like, 7 different ways.
What's that game called, anyway?
I don't remember.
I need to track that down.
Well, actually, I mean, Carmageddon is basically GTA nowadays, so if you think about it.
Speaking of GTA.
GTA 2, did you ever try running over the Elvis line?
No.
You get a bunch of points for doing that successfully.
They released new GTA 4 multiplayer screenshots. You know, a co-op armored car heist sounds awesome, but not as awesome as a mid-air sunset knife fight.
You know they're just going to mod that so you can use lightsabers and have a Jedi duel in the air.
Not till it's released on PC.
Yeah.
That's true. Wait, it's not being unreleased on PC at the same time?
No.
No.
That's bullshit.
It's released later.
Usually it's like a year or so later, GTA games.
This is such bullshit.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I'd like to play a game like that on PC.
Why not?
I know.
PC is the ultimate gaming machine.
No, I like
it is versatile.
I like PCs for FPS, RPGs,
GTA kind of qualifies as
RTS.
A first-person shooter.
No, it's not first-person.
Well, one of my friends...
Second-person...
Third-person.
One of my friends had GTA on PC. I mean, it was all right. The best part about it was you make your own radio station, your own songs, but...
Bob said it was really buggy.
I mean, I don't know which one he had, I forgot, but the only good part about it really was you make your own songs, or a radio station with your own songs, but other than that, I mean, it's more of a console game.
Okay. Good news for those of you who want a Trauma Center to come back to the DS, Trauma Center 2 is being released on the DS.
Awesome.
Woot.
That's cool.
What's Trauma Center?
It's a surgeon game.
Yeah.
You play a surgeon, and you have to do operations.
Oh, wait, I remember that. I saw it for, I think, the DS.
Yeah, actually, I have the game.
It was good for the Wii, but it's just it's not fast enough. It doesn't have the precision that the DS touchscreen has.
That's
so
true.
Is it fun?
It is immense. It's fun.
It's fun,
but it is hard as hell.
Yes, it is hard as hell, but it's a fun game.
Cutting open chests is always fun.
Especially when you have to fight some of the guilt parasites.
Oh, those bastards.
Wait, the guilt parasites?
The friggin' triangle things? I hate it.
Basically, they're like little viruses, and you gotta, like, use your laser to find them.
No, that you... Okay.
No, first you gotta, like, clear up the wounds. Clear up the wounds, and then those bastards come back until you kill them.
The first guilt is, I call it the emo guilt, because it makes lacerations inside their bodies. But, and those are pretty much, that's as good as it's gonna get. Those are one of the easiest guilds. Okay. Any more video game news? How far are you in Captain Planet?
Still stuck on level 3. Yeah, clap all you want. Bastards.
Okay. Anyone knows?
I heard a rumor that some company is considering remaking Custer's Revenge.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
It came up on a forum at some point.
Okay, what's that?
That's really...
What?
Okay.
You saw Custer's Revenge.
We showed you that.
Yeah.
I don't remember the title so often. I'm
okay, it is that Indian game.
No, Custer's Revenge, you play...
Oh,
it's where you try to run under a hail of spears to go hump the Indian woman on a pole.
Yes. No, that was a cactus.
Oh,
that's the stupidest concept for a video game ever.
Wait, and they want to remake that?
And I think, and the way it looks, you get more enjoyment like with like Legos.
I don't know what kind of remake they plan to make out of that.
How could they? Would you ban immediately?
It'll offend everyone. It'll even offend me because I hate when games are crappy like that.
Hey, I like Custer's Revenge. It was pretty funny.
It's funny watching it, playing it. It's an insult.
That's true.
Okay, you guys want to move on to random Wikipedia?
Yes,
we do.
Woo!
It's gonna win this time.
Has it ever really won anything?
With that long Soviet title, yes, like the best thing ever. The longest Wikipedia article title of all time.
Oh, did you do that last week or
no? That was a couple weeks ago.
Esther Cardoso.
Esther Cardoso. What did she do?
A Cuban film and theater actress, producer, director, and educator.
Cool.
Okay.
Next.
Hold on. She co-directed A Millennium Night's Dream, a 14-hour spectacle involving 84 actors inspired by the mythical conflict between Dionysus and Pentheus.
That sounds cool. Too bad that we have an embargo, so we'll never get to see those Cuban films.
That sounds actually all right.
Yeah, it does. What is that?
Lagting.
Lagting. What is lagting?
It can refer to the Parliament of Åland, the upper house of the Parliament of Norway. Hell yeah!
Is that it?
And the Parliament of the... So, it's pronounced a lagting.
Oh, the lagting.
Lagting.
Lagting. Did you ever play the original strategy first release of Crown of the North?
No.
I remember the lagting. Crown of the North is about it's kind of like Europa Universalis in Scandinavia. You get to have your own lagting every year. It's awesome.
I wonder what kind of laws get passed, or do they just spend their time drinking mead and having a good time?
Usually the latter. Lagting.
This is good. I'm liking this. Oh God.
Oh, what is that?
What?
It's impronounceable.
Let me pronounce it.
Let me see.
Hanesti Batasani. What is it?
It's a commune in the Batasani County, Romania.
It's a commune in the Batasani County of Romania. Awesome. Next. Oh, and it's a coat of arms, has a scythe, three stars in the middle, and a lobster. Okay, that's awesome. They have a lobster on their coat of arms.
I'm actually saving that coat of arms.
And what the hell? They're inland. Why do they have a lobster on their coat of arms?
I don't know. That's a lobster.
That is a lobster.
That or a crawfish.
That's awesome.
It could be a crawfish.
It's a lobster. It's red.
Crawfish are red?
When you cook them.
Hit the next one.
Arkansas
state elections 2006.
I don't like the sound of this one.
Wait, what?
Hells yeah, this is a lot of stuff to read, and I'm not going to read it.
Okay, who won the governorship in that one? Huckabee? Or something? I don't know. Governor Mike Bebe. Bebe.
Teddy.
Bebe.
Okay.
I don't know.
That's it for random Wikipedia.
No, we got one more.
One more.
Yeah, one more, just for it. And the winner is...
Rangers FC season 2006-2007.
The Rangers completed the Scottish Premier League, Scottish Cup, Scottish League Cup. And it's like some kind of Scottish team or something.
Scottish soccer team.
A Scottish football
team. Or football for you Europeans, except that we call it soccer here. Fuck you Europeans. Fuck you guys. It's soccer.
We're going to get attacked.
The worst that can happen is a
crush your arms like a vampire. Yes. Yes.
Okay, I guess that's it.
Okay.
Tell him to do the vampire arm crossing thing.
Okay.
Woo!
Anyway.
He's a vampire!
Yeah, Ren's all... happy because cute little Ryan is doing his vampire cross arm thing or something like that. I don't know. Where were we?
Tech. Doppel is handing the tech and internets.
All right, first of all, there's an iPhone clone from Nokia coming out.
Yay.
So everyone's going to have an iPhone clone.
Yeah.
No, it's no, because everyone who bought the iPhone or one iPhone is either A, an Apple Fighter, or has one already.
No one wants to bring down a wireless network again anyway.
Okay.
Dave has an iPhone.
Yes, one of our good tech friends down at the college had an iPhone. And you know what? It's a piece of crap. I mean, sure, it looks nice, but it has like 8 gigabytes.
It's skank.
Skank.
Yeah, it's a piece of crap. And now AMD's now fucked. AMD's laying off 10% of the workforce.
Yeah.
So that means right now you're not gonna, you probably won't do any better. Now on to Microsoft. The latest release of Vista, Service Pack 1, I don't know, I don't have Vista because it's a piece of shit. But
yeah.
Apparently, their release on some computers, when trying to install it, it would make it so your computer keeps on rebooting.
Don't they have a patch to fix that?
Oh yeah, the patch is an earlier patch.
Now there's a problem with this.
The patch is the earlier patch for Vista, before this one that was released.
So you have to reinstall it.
Yeah.
But there's a problem with this. Can any of you see the problem with this?
I can see several problems with that.
Yeah, I know.
Trying to install something when your computer is constantly rebooting.
That sounds like fun.
That's the main problem.
Well, I mean, that would be a problem.
I don't know how it's going to work, though, since it's a patch. And I don't know.
Could you run it in... Wait. Oh, wait. I forgot they took out DOS. You can't run it in DOS mode.
Exactly. And the things are booting, so how the hell are you supposed to install the bastard? And also, because of their little lawsuit with the European Union or whatever... They're getting up 14,000 pages of code.
That's a lot of code.
Yes, and it's like stuff from Office, all the good stuff.
Oh wow, code from Microsoft.
If I was the Microsoft, despite how much I hate them, and as much as I would like to see them lose some money, personally, I have to tell the European Union, fuck off on this one. Fuck you, Europe. Fuck you.
I tend to disagree.
There's probably anything that's in Microsoft code. There's probably open source that's better than
here. The reason they're being fined is because they're competitive. That is exactly why they're being fined. If you read the reason, it's because they're being unfair in the marketplace.
They should just people who don't like Microsoft just download OpenOffice and stop bitching.
I mean, the only reason I would say a point for Microsoft Office is, and this is a point, is for PowerPoint. There's not a good PowerPoint clone on the market.
I do like PowerPoint, even though I don't like the way the new PowerPoint is designed.
Well, Office 07.
I like that you can now embed waves in them, though.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's the only reason you buy Office or PowerPoint. I mean, seriously.
Or Publisher. Publisher's pretty good.
Yeah. But I mean, you'll probably find something better.
But Publisher you usually don't get with the standard package.
That's true.
I just download it cheap.
Okay, anything else about Microsoft?
No, I'm not getting into this again.
Good. Because, they suck.
Fuck Europe.
Alright.
Maybe we should... You know what? No, I will not. The Europeans are being bastards about this. They think they can control the marketplace.
Nah. I'm actually...
Did you know that in the European Union, you can't sell champagne unless it comes from France?
Well, it's not really champagne unless it comes from the Champagne region of France.
We know this. That's why it's so ironic.
I learned that from Wayne's World.
What a great movie.
Wayne's World, part of time, excellent.
Okay, Walmart, their online music store is now DRM-free.
Sweet.
Yay.
So, companies like iTunes, it's a new trend. Okay. Philips, they make a variety of electronics. In the U.S. only...
Do they make the screwdrivers?
CDI.
Do they make Philips head screwdrivers? I'm serious.
They may. I don't know. Should we look that up?
But
I think we should. After this podcast, we were looking that up.
Yeah.
We'll report back to you.
Because I don't want to have to import any Philips head screwdrivers.
But anyway, only in the U.S., they're outsourcing their TV manufacturer to Funai. Funai apparently makes Emerson, Silvana, whatever the hell that name is. I never heard of them. And I think this is bullcrap because everywhere else in the world, Philips is still making TVs, except for like U.S. and Canada.
So the TVs are going to be built by little 8-year-old kids who are paid like 2 cents an hour.
Exactly.
Or they'll be outsourced to one of our American possessions where child labor laws don't apply.
But God knows how...
Like American Samoa.
But I mean, God knows how good these TVs are. One can only hope they're good.
Yeah.
Remember on Zoolander when he was being hypnotized into thinking child labor laws were good? Or were bad?
Wait, what?
Like, hi, I'm little Cletus! People are trying to take away my right to work!
Well, you know, actually... Now, I'll say that for the miscellaneous.
Remind they should not work in factories, okay?
No, but let me... I'll say this for... remind me on the miscellaneous to bring this topic back up about child labor laws.
Not in Victorian England, okay?
No. I have something very important in relation to this to bring up. So put, you know...
Okay.
Just remind me for miscellaneous.
I'll try to remember.
Okay, the government's bringing, I think, like 500,000 homes, broadband, to the low-end class people, which is pretty cool because, you know, everyone should have broadband. That all should be abolished from this world. And
hey, you know, we have really good memories from dial-up.
No.
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 The first internet gaming was on dial-up.
Yeah.
Okay, he got a point there.
I mean, 28K, you know, it's what's funny is Microsoft apparently still supports 28K. I don't know why. Yeah, I'll agree, 28K was bullshit. But 56K, come on. 56K is the classic. It was around for like 10 years before dial-up overtook it.
Okay, moving on.
It was classic, but... Okay, here's an interesting one. Japan is now beta testing its Marvel Vision phone.
Yay.
Oh, God.
A phone that actually... Like, it comes with this special thing.
Dude, so you can prank call people and fart into the phone?
No.
What?
Now, what happens is you buy your phone, you get a little attachment with it that actually has, like, pre-sense in them.
You have a fart sense?
I don't know.
Wait,
but
I don't understand. What's going on?
You buy the phone, and it comes with a little thing with it that it's, like, pre-determined sense on them. So apparently, like, I don't know if you, like, hold the phone up to something, it will output that scent.
So you can fart into the phone.
What would that do, though?
If you have a fart sense, then yes.
Oh, so kind of like a mini recorder. You can send recorded messages?
Send someone a fart, like, halfway around the world.
So
what a time we live in, people!
So, I mean, yeah, if they have a fart sent, then yeah, you can do it.
We already kind of do that. You know, you can send video.
Yeah, but sending smells.
Oh, send smells!
Sending smells!
I mean, you won't be able to send, like...
What?!
Fart into the phone!
Digitizing methane?!
Yes!
No.
Why the hell would anyone...
Gas shortages are going to be out of here. No. We won't have to transport gasoline anymore.
Digitizing propane.
Digitizing.
Tell you what.
Well, this could revolutionize the gas transport industry.
Well,
forget mines in the Gulf. We can just send it directly from Iraq over the internet.
No, you can't do that, but
it's kind of
good
like
idea.
It's kind of like the Pregnatech, where you could get pregnant over the internet.
What the hell?
That's a project I thought of, actually.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
Oh, I have something for tech in the internet.
Please.
Philadelphia Anonymous protest. Scientology, they're being...
Bastards.
The usual.
Well, what does that have to do with tech?
In the internet.
Oh, in the internet.
And they bought a permit to protest on April 12th, which they're not going to use.
Not just at one location, but at
both
locations.
So the protest is being moved to April 13th.
Now, the question is that a good thing or is it a bad thing? Do they expect us to just give up?
I'm not sure, because they should know we're not going to give up. And plus, some of the rich Anons are going to fly over to Philadelphia just to give us backup.
They better. I mean, I really want some backup on this one. Give us a better turnout because of this situation.
Because, okay, on a day... It's better that it's on a day where every Scientology location is being protested at, because then at least the forces of Anonymous are spread out.
Yeah.
If there's only one location on one day, there's going to be a lot there.
That's true.
I have to honestly say that I think that the person who reserved it just thought that we were going to give up on Philly, or if not, we were going to show up and get arrested for not having a permit or something. I don't think that they really expect us to try to get a permit a day later. Because with this situation, yeah, we actually do have the potential to pick up people from the local area who would be going to a different raid.
Wait, why would they just do it to Philly, though? Wouldn't this be like a... Wouldn't they try to do this at Scientology churches nationwide?
The problem is, I don't know if this guy was really going off a central order from Scientology. The guy who reserved it, as far as I know, did it in his own name.
But it sounds like something Scientology would do.
It sounds like something they would try, but I don't think they could pull it off. Because
okay.
I think the main problem here was that they just got it in before us.
Yeah.
That's probably what happened.
And civil affairs in Philadelphia is really angsty about shit, so they didn't want to give us a permit to do a counter-protest.
Yeah.
This gets a lot more media exposure. It can potentially give us a lot more media exposure, too, because they're using... I wouldn't doubt it if they are playing around with civil affairs just so we couldn't counter-protest.
Actually, on the Colbert Report, they were talking about something like Anonymous was doing, like how the internet people are like protesting without a centralized institution telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Which is something that an organization like Scientology is not prepared to fight against.
Exactly. You know what would be really cool, though? Speaking in theoretical terms, I think we should try to bring it up on the forums, is if the date for August protest fell during Otakon. Can you imagine the turnout we could get in Baltimore? We could go straight to the convention center, shout, Anonymous protest, and we could get, like, 1,000 people right off the bat. Show up outside the Scientology Center.
Travis Touchdown does not approve of Scientology.
I think it's dead.
I really... Yes, well, that's why I wanted him to do the whole vampire arm crossing thing.
What if he's a zombie?
What if
he's a zombie?
No, that's why vampire
Shoot him in the head.
Test.
Shoot him in the head.
He's a vampire.
No. Wait. I have to do the line.
Oh, God.
Don't move.
Get an axe.
Okay. Miscellaneous. You want to bring up child labor laws.
Yeah, well, we were bringing up child labor laws, and you mentioned Zoolander and how protecting children's right to work. Well, at least in our local state, I'm not going to mention which one it is for security reasons, especially after cursing Europe, but not that I think you guys will do anything, you French bastards. How many wars have you won in your lifetime? None? Yeah, what was that? Yeah, zero. Zilch.
Okay.
No, I should have said
even with Napoleon. Output. Yeah, you got your ass kicked at Waterloo. Anyway, I'm sorry.
You're in a very bitchy mood today, aren't you?
I don't like Europe. At times. At times I don't like them. At other times I really love
okay,
them.
Okay, you.
Anyway.
Never bring up this topic of Europe ever again, please.
Europe sometimes come up when you're talking about stuff.
Yeah, you know, they're just there. But anyway... as far as child labor laws go, back a couple years ago, they were trying to pass legislation that would have completely prohibited people under a certain age from working. And I was really pissed off about that because back then I was working the paper route. And so the base of the paper route is doing it when you're pretty young. And that means my small amount of money that I was making doing work that I actually enjoyed doing was going to be cut off. It really pissed me off.
There is a difference, however, from a paper route and an industrial job, like, around machinery.
Yeah, but when you put out any absolute legislation, you run into problems, and you always hurt people who aren't being hurt.
Yeah.
It's kind of like with the smoking ban
and
shit.
But I think, overall, child labor laws are a good thing.
No, child labor laws are fine. That's just when they absolutely forbid you. I mean, usually what child labor laws entail is that there are certain exceptions, and if you have parental permission in that, there's no problem. Because we don't really have 8-year-olds sorting coal on the treadmills anymore, okay?
In the breaker. My grandfather, he didn't work in the breaker, but he knew a lot of people who did.
Yeah.
I have nothing for miscellaneous. The Speed Racer movie looks horrible.
Oh.
I want to see it.
How about that Akira movie? How do you think it's going
to
turn out?
As much as I dislike Leonardo DiCaprio, I would have to agree with them casting him in the role if he plays it well.
If he plays it well. What do you think of the potential for the movie overall, given that, as far as we know, the original author of the Akira series is actually on board with the project?
That is good.
I mean, are there any purists among us that think this is complete bullshit and argue that the original purpose of Akira is kind of defeated when it's taken out of the context of Japan? Because they're moving it to Manhattan.
Oh, my
This could actually, based on what I know of what they're probably planning to do, this could be like the next Soylent Green.
It could be good.
I don't know what that is.
It's people!
It's people! That's what Soylent Green is! But no, Soylent Green was based on a movie called Make Room, Make Room. And, I'm sorry, it was based on a book called Make Room, Make Room. And it was starred Charlton Heston, who, as another miscellaneous note, recently died. His body is being dedicated to science and developing new scientific ways to alleviate hunger.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh.
I wish. That's what it should have said.
That would be the most epic thing I've ever heard all day.
You know what? I should post that on B, just as a fake news story. But anyway, what it's about is about a point where the human population is greatly exaggerated. There's over 7 billion people. Food supplies are really low. People in New York are on rations, pretty much. And real food is so rare that they've come out with this stuff called Soylent. They have, like, red, yellow, and green varieties. Green is more palatable, but it's really, really...
What's palatable mean?
Tastes good.
Okay.
Palatable, whatever. Anyway, what one detective finds out after investigating a murder case of one of the members of the board of the Soylent Corporation, which makes this stuff, his friend, who is an older guy, goes and gets himself euthanized because government is encouraging that, and he follows the trucks, and they're taking them to a factory where they're making Soylent Green. And so, in the final scene of the movie, after a dramatic chase in which some guy tries to kill him, he's being taken to the hospital after sustaining a wound, and he shouts, "You gotta tell him! Soylent Green is people!" Anyway.
So, people are basically...
cannibals. They're taking the euthanized people and making Soylent out of them.
Okay.
Wait, what does it mean to be euthanized? Meaning they go back to
killing
the
themselves?
Euthanized means that they're pretty much being injected to die. Like dogs, put to sleep.
Okay.
Oh, I got a news story. I don't know if it's true, but I heard it from a certain person. Apparently, there's an online petition that for Uwe Boll, you know,
take him out. Yeah, I saw that. I saw it.
He won 7 billion signatures.
No,
7 million.
Wait, what?
I thought it was a million.
He said that 18,000 was not enough, and so they're trying to get 1 million.
What the hell are you guys?
No, he
talking
said
seven. About?
I think Uwe Boll said 7 million.
That's stupid.
What the hell are you guys talking about?
Okay. Uwe Boll is a guy who directs
horrible movies.
Movies based on video games.
But they are
and everyone
horrible.
Hates them. So he said that if enough people wanted him to stop, he would quit making movies. So they said, the one guy mentioned that there was an online petition that had 18,000 signatures. 18,000 signatures isn't enough to convince me. So now they're trying to... Now it's all out over the internet that they want to try to get 1 million signatures to make him stop.
Oh, but I mean, come on. With great things, just a Far Cry movie coming out. Why
Wait,
do you want to
what?
Stop? The Far Cry movie.
Ugh.
Looks terrible.
I want to see that just because...
I want to see Postal.
Oh, Postal is fucking amazing.
Okay.
I wonder, are they ever going to make that Command & Conquer movie? I would actually go and see that.
Yeah.
Because it would have Joe Kukan in it.
Well, that's all I have for miscellaneous.
Let's talk about the presidential election. Who are you voting
Max,
for?
Max, probably not going to vote. I don't really care.
Are you registered?
No.
I'm not.
You're
registered.
Not registered.
No.
When I asked you and you said you were, you lied?
I didn't say I was registered.
Yes, you did.
I think he said he was going to register and he just never did.
I might be registered. I think I registered at the beginning of last semester.
Well, then you're registered. You need to go vote.
I could.
Nah, the thing with me is I don't see anyone interesting for me.
How about Ron Paul?
No.
He's not going to get it.
Hey, listen. Here's the thing. Ron Paul, despite McCain securing enough delegates to take the convention wholeheartedly, McCain's fucking old. If he has a stroke, Ron Paul is actually the default candidate.
Okay, that's good.
And Ron Paul is the only candidate who supports net neutrality entirely.
I would actually vote for Ron Paul.
Yeah.
Help canvass the area. I'm going to do it.
What else
is
Ron Paul up to believe in?
Ron Paul is, I suppose you would call him a conservative.
I do like the idea of being a constitutionalist.
He is a constitutionalist.
I like that.
There's a lot of federal interference in state local affairs that he feels is complete bullshit. I mean, he also wants to end the Federal Reserve System, which has been dragging us down into inflation for the past couple decades.
You should get back to the
gold standard. You know what's interesting? When I really looked at it, You know how gas prices have been shooting up?
Yeah.
Now, that's partly because... Now, I agree that price jacking is a big part of that, and if we actually got together and boycotted, like, Exxon and Mobil, we might be able to help bring it down a little bit. But Ron Paul said, as Ron Paul pointed out, what if you look at the price comparisons on oil, oil to gold actually has not shifted that much. So what's really driving behind this, what's really the main cause behind it, is our own inflation. I mean, come on. The British pound is worth $2. That's not fair. We had a big enough problem when it was worth $1.40.
We used to be able to make fun of other countries' money. We used to be able to make fun of the currency of other countries.
Remember a toy money?
Yeah. We would be like, $1, it's like 65 million Canadian dollars.
Yeah.
Soon, they're going to be making fun of us.
And I'll tell you what, that new $5 bill with the purple
that's
stuff
gay.
On it.
That is gay.
That's not helping us.
It's gay.
It really is. I'm keeping my gay dollar bill. My gay $5 bill. It's
not,
awesome.
Okay, it's not gay as a $3 bill anymore. It's as gay as a $5 bill now.
Oh, that reminds me of back a while ago. It's a true story where they tried to make... Where the legislature, our own national legislature, tried to pass a motion to make a $13 bill.
Why?
With Pikachu on it.
Oh my god! That is awesome!
It's true!
I don't believe you.
No.
Look it up! It was actually in there.
I don't believe you.
I shit you not. It might have been a $15 bill, but it definitely was a $13 or a $15 bill that was going to have Pikachu on it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as they... Of course, when they found out that it was actually good there, they took it out. But it was the funniest shit I ever heard.
Okay, I would have supported that.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind having Pikachu on the dollars.
That'd be a great joke.
Okay, that's it for Miscellaneous. Max's Corner.
I'm supporting Ron Paul because he is a very conservative constitutionalist, and despite the fact that I am, in fact, a Democrat on the state level, I feel that on the national level I can serve with the Republican values. So McCain is pretty much a warmonger, and he leans far too far to the left to be a real Republican. But if I have to choose, I would rather have a Republican president because, come on, people, the last 8 years, it has nothing to do with which party is in the presidential office. The fact that we have the same party in both the legislature and the executive is what was the problem. So even if it comes down to it, I would really suggest that if you have to vote based on a lesser evil, vote for the Republican ticket, because we really need to have a balance out on that.
We shouldn't have to vote for the lesser evil.
You're right, we shouldn't. We should vote for Ron Paul, because he's probably the best candidate there is, but unless McCain has a stroke, and, you know, I can't really say that I hope he has a stroke, but, you know, it would be pretty nice.
No more Republicans.
There would be Ron Paul.
No.
Ron Paul.
I don't like John McCain because I think he's a nutcase.
He is a nutcase.
I'm tired of national security.
But
politics.
if the Democrat legislature would balance any of his senile moments out. He is going a bit senile.
No, wait a minute. We had a Democratic Democratic Congress with Bush.
That's why things are starting to get better.
No, they haven't been getting better.
No. We haven't passed any domestic legislation that has been bad recently.
Yeah, but we haven't... There's been no improvements.
If you go back... Because it's keeping the status quo, which I would rather have than it getting worse, wouldn't you?
I would just rather have a Congress that wasn't focusing on fighting terrorists in, like, World of Warcraft and Second Life, and, you know, focusing on our actual problems.
Yeah, that would be nice. Let's hope for Ron Paul.
Let's look at the elephants that are actually in the living room. Not blame it on pop culture.
Was that pun intended?
No.
Okay.
But that's what Stephen King said. He's all for, like, not blaming the pop culture.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it for episode 10.
I guess so.
Frank Woo-hoo! Is on the case.
have a problem.